Shami Shviyas Daf Mem Tes. The Mishnah in the Mem Tes and the Beis continues the discussion about certain types of things that grow partially the 60th and the 7th year, when you're allowed to take care of it, when you're allowed to work the fields, to that it, since it continues to grow in the 7th year, what would be permitted to do that it should be considered you work in the field on Shavuos. So the Mishnah discusses. You have onions in the 6th year which rain fell on it. It's 6 year onions that were planted, and now rain fell on it in the 7th year, and now they began to sprout. The tzimchu, they began to sprout. So the question is that, what do you do in such a case? What's the halach in such a case? When are you allowed to go ahead and process them? Says the maful to explain. But selim shall shishish nechzul shvias. These were onions that were ripe in the 6th year that went into the 7th year, and now it rained in the 7th year, and now it began to sprout. So now the Mishnah is going to explain. If the leaves were dark, if the leaves were black, they were dark, and they're mela, or even if they're not fully black, but almost black, dark, getting dark, are certain that both the leaves and the onions, you know, it's usher, because we say they grew from the things on the ground, and they're in the Yeshvias, it becomes usher, because that's where it takes from. But if aloka they became the pale, the whitish, the pale is really mutar. It's mutar because it means that they didn't grow, take anything from the current, the palish color that it has shows that they're going to die soon. That there it's nutrients are all gone and it's gonna die out. Mela obviously didn't take anything any more unique from the seventh year. Says again, the Mambulta explains, if it got blackened, the leaves are blackened, then you knew that it continued growing, because that means it's ripe. And maybe if Shvias it helped, and if Shvias helps, even though most of it happened in the 6th year, it's no good, it's also, you can't do anything with it. However, if it's pale, it's whitish, yellowish, which means that it didn't take anything from the ground, then the halacha would be that you can go ahead and process it on the, even on this year Shvias, because it didn't, nothing happened, it all happened in the 6th year, nothing happened in the 7th year, and therefore you'll be able to go ahead and to process them, and we'll see exactly what you're allowed to do with them and what you can't do with them. But meanwhile, the Betzalim will not become usher because it did not grow during Shvias. It all completed growing in the 6th year, not in the 7th year. The Mishnah continues. What about, where it says, if you could go ahead, you could pluck the onions by their leaves, which means it's strong enough, the leaves are attached to onions so strong that if you pull the leaves, it's the onion will come out as well, then you can pull the onion out of the ground, then the mail, it shows that they're fully ripe, they're fully mature, means that it did take a grow, so then it becomes usher. It becomes usher because since the leaves are so attached so strongly, it had to be that they grew during the 7th year also, because it wouldn't be so strong, it would fall apart, if you picked up, it would rip off. The fact that the leaves are so strong, it must have been that it benefited from the 8th year. Says the Marfulda again. Now that the onions are ripe, you pull, take the leaves and you pull them and the whole thing comes out, it's strong enough to hold on to the onion, and there, therefore it shows it grew in the 7th year, it doesn't become usher. But if it doesn't, if it rips, that means it's only from the year before, and it'll be mutter. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, therefore, what about the halacha keneged kei motzi shvias mutar? What about the halacha is, we had onions, and the rain didn't fall in the Shvias year, but it began in the 8th year. So the halacha is the same idea. Do we say that it's mutter, it grew in the 8th year, in the 7th year? Or do we say that other years, that since no, the new growth came in the 8th year, and therefore it would become mutter, which means that what? You want to take them off now in the 8th year. So if you say that, again, the same svara, that it's blackened, it's ripe, means it'll ripen in the 7th year, it means you can't take it, because it means it grew during Shvias. But if it's yellowish and weakish, we say that it happened during the 7th year. Now it's in the 8th year. It's dying out already, which means it all grew in the 8th, 7th year. If it becomes usher. However, if you can pull it out, if it gets darkened, which means it's still nourished from the ground in the 8th year, then even if it was usher during Shvias year, it becomes mutter now because it grew a lot in the 8th year, and therefore it would be considered mutter. Zok the Gemara. When the Mishnah says, that if it's black and it's usher, yoke and mutar, and if it's pale, it's mutar, what does that mean? The Gemara wants to understand that. Here's the name of the culture, but if one plucked an onion and dug maisa from it, and then he planted it again. Once it got dark, if the leaves turned the dark green, you go ahead, you take maisa again to the holy. You took maisa before you put it back in the ground. No, since it got blackened, we say that now it nourished it, it's like reborn. It's like a newborn, a new onion, and therefore you have to take Trumas and Maizra, a new chi of Trumas and Maizra, you got to take it from the whole thing. You can't count what you took before. V'yachibra Hashem Yochanan, another way to say this statement, butzah sheikro, a person pulled an onion out, and you took ma'isa from a soul, and you planted it again, but once it took root again, masasa bikulo, you have to do the whole thing again, the same idea, that since now, there's no, that same concept would apply, masasa bikulo, because since we say that the going connected the whole onion, because there, since we say that it grew, whatever grew before, and therefore, whatever you took from before, now why is the second halakha different than the first halakha? Why should this be so? Marfulda has a little bit difficulty understanding as to why this case is so. And he said the second case, that's the Iker that Mish is talking about, a case where it was mashed before, and therefore it's batal the Iker, therefore it's still considered the ability to be able to go ahead. It came from that year. And if the luck would be, we don't look at it as any new growth. We go by, so the color fact that shows that it gained its full enrichment during the Shvius year, it would talk and become Aser. That's what the Mishnah is telling you. Now the question is, the Mishnah says that the same thing would happen in the Matzi Shvius year as well, that it become Mutter, because then the same luck applies that it grew in the 8th year, not in the 7th year. Like Malish Nu is no Dapina. The Mishnah is saying the same case, 6th year and the 8th year, 6th and 7th is the same as the 7th and the 8th. You tell me between a person plucked in the 6th year onion in the 7th year, or plucked in the 7th year and it was from the 8th year, it would be the same. No nafkamina. Of course it's a nafkamina. What does it want to mean? Is there, of course there's a difference. Rav Zeira explained, no. Once the new amount of growth, the 8th year, came more than the original mutter, which means it grew a little bit in the 7th year. So right now, if you took it in the 7th year, it'd be also because it grew during Shrias. But now it grew much larger, much more than it grew in the 7th year. So whatever happened in the 7th year is insignificant, and we look at like what it grew in the 8th year. That's why it can be considered mutter. Rabbi lo rabbi imi tavayin amay aser. Rabbi Limi both said in this case it would be aser. If the 8th year grows more than the original thing, the size of it, it can't do that. Why? Because ma'aseh it's aser, even though tremendous chiddush. In other words, what's he saying? Why would it be aser? Give it to Rabbi Olav. Mutter aser ki afil ikon b'shvias chaz v'shasala matishvias ma'ir masnisen. Telling you a chiddush to machlokes. They said that luck will be mutter because since it grew in the 8th year, forget about the 7th year. It doesn't make a difference. The majority grew in the 8th year. However, Rabbi Yimi said, no, it's aser. And the chanami, most of it grew in the 8th year. But since the nikur, the source of it, the initial growth grew in the 7th year, you have to ask it because it's still considered aser. It's a chumrah. Then we ask the root, the source of it, the shayrish of it. Ikwan, the shvi is there. Why it becomes aser? And the chayra, the machlokes, I'm a riot. Fake the gemara. Chayra, we have a kasha mabraisa on the shita Rav Loi and Rav Lim. I see the Blig Rabbi Abdullah. We have a Bryce that argues Rav Loi Aliz and said, Allah, the 8th year, what grows should not be mevatel. It should not go ahead. They say you can't go ahead and undo with the Isser of the root that grew in the 7th year. Why not? We learned a Mishnah, we learned a Bryce. We looked at a Bryce. Zakach, Rav Shimon, I mean, Mishnah, Rav Yeshua, called Dov Yeshua Matiran. Anything in Dovah that has a Matiran, you can become Mutter, Gagoyim. Tevel, Umaisa Shane, the Hektish, Bachadosh, but also Kamach Hashem, they couldn't give any share of it. Didn't give any shear when it could become mutter. Ella min b'mina b'cholshu. Even the smallest amount of b'cholshu becomes so that be considered the whole thing and becomes aser. However, she'ani minim nosin tam. If it's mixed with a thing that's not of the same min, then we go by the share of nosin tam, whether it gives a tam or not. Is it a strong? Which is a stronger taste or not? So mela, what's the gemara saying? The gemara is saying that the what you have to go by what it is, by what they think. But don't shame out to him, but the son doesn't have any hector for it. Then go going. Truma, like our case, Kala, Erla, Kalayim, and so come up Shir. Mimbamino, if it's Mimbamino, then Halacha is Batel. Same, but Lord, we know Satan. And Lord, we know Satan. So, Mimela, what the Chaira we see from there? We'll see in a minute. The Gemara is going to spend even more. Make enough between Dov Shisha Matiran and Matiran, whether it can be Mavatel later. Famous Sugi and Shas. It's a Sugi that we have all over Shas, and Bavli and Yerushalmi. So, now the question is, in Darim and other places that we have the same idea. Now, the question is, what about our case? We're talking about a case of Shvius. We discuss the idea of Doshir Matir, Doshir Matir, Nachmina, whether it's butter, whether you go Doshir Mimino, and Minja Enomino, whether it's Tatam, or whether it's just 50-50, the exact amount. Fake Tumara, Tikal, Nedra, Bonan, applied to Allah, Rav Shimon. The Bryce says that the one said that they answered Rav Shimon that said, Shvius, Enom Matir, Shvius, and no Matir, you can't be Matir Shvius, Shvius is not butter. And something is also shvius, you have to get rid of it. It's not mutter. They don't say that it goes, that it becomes mutter later. And there's a shir. The company didn't give any shir to it, that it becomes batel. And mela, therefore, it's aser. If it's aser, and mela, That's the case in Mishnah. The Chayyim, different Rav Mishnah said that. Halacha said no. There's no din. There's no takana. There's no remedy. That halacha is lonesim kashir. The chachamim didn't give any shear because ain't lo matirin. But lemaisa it should be mutter because we say it's batal. If you say that it's considered kol rashim, it's going to be yadav lachamim shear. And anytime you have anything in there, davash ain't lo matirin, it's never going to become batal. Therefore, it's even the smallest amount becomes usher. So therefore, if you have even the root that happened in the seventh year, it's shvius, it's usher. The fact that you have in the eighth year grew so much more shouldn't change the factor, but at Zem it should be considered usher. So l'chayre, it should taka be usher. So why is it mutter? So I'm a lamb, Lord. So your question is based upon a misunderstanding in the Mishnah. If I'm out to Mishnah, you tell me by shvius, Shado says, kol shu ela bebir. By Shvius, it doesn't ask in any amount unless the Gabbard didn't beer, which we said he could leave it over a certain amount of time and has to be destroyed. And if it's ruined, that's to be gone by after the shear, it does not have beer. It all becomes usher, even the smallest amount becomes usher. Avala Chila, the Gabbard eating it, consuming the Isha Shvius, is no Isha, but no Sintam. Then the look is only question of Isha, but no Sintam, like any Dover Isha. Mamela, therefore, it could be the same thing if it go bust a robe, that you go by the most of it grew in the eighth year, then in a chanami, it should be fine. You don't give it a time for the thing, for the source of the root. And mele, therefore, it should be considered mutter. Therefore, Shimon is correct in saying that la'aka is that it's a davish eno, ilo davish in matir, it should be mutter. And again, what's the svara? The svara that we're saying is beautiful. The God bade it in if it's after this amount of beer. Then there's no remedy. It's eno takana. Then it doesn't make a difference how much because it's usher. It doesn't make any mimimino. It doesn't make any no sentam. We don't go by that. It's usher anyway. However, davish, even though it's shvius, which davish meivish eno matirin, but it's manachila. It's like any davar is achila, and davar is achila is only usher, but it's no sentam. I mean, if it's no sentam, therefore over here you have a majority of the mixture that grew in the eighth year. Not you don't count the root of the seventh year. So Shimon says that's why a look it should be considered mutter. He should be able to do it. That's why he holds his mutter. So therefore, that's a svara of Shimon is a riot from the brisa, and the chayra. This is connected Rav Lo and Rav Imi, who says no, that what he grew in the eighth year can never undo the seventh year, what grew in the root. It's not mavatel the isur shvius of the root that was there, even though it grew so much more. We just proved the whole sugya that David Matirin, that Aloch Bachila is mutter, that it can be Nosin Tam. If it's not Nosin Tam, it's mutter. That's Rav Shimon, the way he learns the brisa. How about them? So why would they hold that it's usur? How would they learn this brisa? So the Chara brisa connected Rav Lo and Rav Imi. Gemara said, no, they'll explain it differently. What did Lo and Rav Imi do with the expansion of Shimon? They learned the Gabbai Din of Eruvin, a mixture of things. Things that are a mixture of Shvius and other things together, that mixed together. That's what Rav Shimon says. Maybe it could be Batel, but it could be Batel. It could be Batel because it's Davashi Shomatir, it could be Batel. Ava Gedulin, things that are growing in the ground, where Shvius is in the ground and it's there, then we don't say such a Svara, a Chomer Begedulin, because there's a big Chomer by Gedulin. That we come ahead, can be mavatel their roots that they have. So in other words, the chayrus are good tarots. You want to say chilik arayi from there. That's it. They have a shein matir and it should be mutter, and therefore it should be mutter what grew in the eighth year, should mavatel the root that was in the seventh year. That's only normally when it talks about things of achila. That's only talks about things that are achila. In such a case, but the Arabic got mixed together, and there we said a look as that could say yavish b'minayino, min shein amino is enough to mean it's mutter. But gedula, things that grow, where it took root in the ground, you can't chayme gedulin. It's a chayme by gedulin. When something grows in the ground, it has its own halacha. It's more significant. You can't be mavata what grew in the ground. It grew by itself in the ground. You can't just doesn't have the same halacha by gedulin. It's different than you have chayme gedulin. Says the Mepnei Moshe to explain. Ain't malin as a ikur. But you can't just knock out the mavata and the ikur because it is separate. When it grew, it's its own halacha. Man, therefore, the chayra. That's the way they've explained. That's why Rav Lo and Rav Imi would not have a problem with the brisa. It's a right to Rav Shimon because they learned in such a way that they're not between gedulin and between a regular mixture that came into place. Start the Gemara, being a raya for Ketra, Rav Lo and Rav Imi correctly. Damar Rav Zira, being a raya, that gedulin is different, but such a kalea kerem. An onion of kalea kerem should, akurish solo that you plucked in the ground. Then you planted it again, replanted it. Now it's got new growth. So I feel also the Kama Yisr, even if it grew a little bit, even it grew a hundred of kamis, a lot of Isser grew much more than before, more than the Kalayim. And Gedule had the Malasa Isser. What grew Behetter is not an Asser with what grew Be Isser. So Mamela, the Chaira, the same idea applies. Araya, that Gedulin is different. That even though it's Batel before, when it's not the Gedulin, but when it's Gedulin, when it grew in the ground, you can't be Vatel that part of Gedulin. The Chaira, this Halacha, this Brisa, is not just a Kasha, but rather a Raya. to the sheet of Rav Loi, Rav Yimis, Rav Loi, Limi answered the Braisa from Rav Shimon that we arrived to Rav Shimon. They answered that before Gedulin is different, and there's a right that they're right that Gedulin is talking make a difference. Fake the Gemara. How could you say that Halacha makes such a difference? That it makes a difference. He said Halacha that we said before. Halacha Rav Zeir that it should not be different by Kloy Kerem. That even if you might have come, it doesn't make a difference to be Matir. But simply Rav Zeir. We have a Mishnah. Connected Rav Zeir. The thing that we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Trumos. Gedulin Truma Truma. Growth of Truma. Look, I'll consider like Truma. Gedulin Gedulin. And the growth of Kulin is considered the growth of Gedulin Gedulin Kulin. And the aftergrowth of their growth. Of their growth, halacha would be, is considered as chulin. Now, look the Gemara, which halacha are we talking about different than truma? Avol tevel or ma'aser rishon? Excuse me, shvikas shvias and gathus the growth of shvias. Oh, truma is ma'aser kotz. Avoduma and mixture of chulin and truma bikurin bikurin dulein chulin. The growth is chulin. B'tani Allah, medra. When we say it's halacha, it's halacha that considered chulin. But davish and zoe kilo, a place where the species after you put it in the ground, it decomposes. And it rots completely, and now your new plant arrives from it. But you're planting something that the seed does not disagree, that just decompose and disintegrate. And it grows from that seed. Even that's considered asur. So the chayra, the Mishnah is clearly moved that these things will see the Gemara and explain the difference of what the raya from this Mishnah is, this connected Rav Zeira, because the Mishnah is talking about a case of many things that don't apply. The Mishnah is talking about the things, the B'Tselem, onions, Rav Shvias. You see that locha there, onion and shvias, that the growth, that even the growth, gedulin gedulayim, ain't zarakila. Maybe that's going to be yasser. How could Rav Zeira say that the gedulin is different, that it would be considered mutter? It should be considered yasser because gedulin is different. Now, even gedulin gedulayim is going to be yasser according to the Mishnah. Rav Zeira before said that if you have a butzel of shvias that was uprooted and you replanted it, it's going to be mutter because it grew mostly in the second year, when you replanted it, it now grew mostly. In the Zman of Heter, in the eighth year, it should be considered mutter, and therefore there's no Isser. No Isser of Zera is just mutter. I had a Mishnah's Mashma, they could do Legudan, it's the same luck, even if it's replanted, uprooted, replanted, it never changes the status of the original Isser. So, what does Abzir do with this Mishnah? How would Abzir, what does Abzir do with this Bryce, I should say? Where it says, Pussel like Dusha Shvias, baby, here. He claims the Bryce is talking about a case of Shvikan of Shvias, referring to Kedusha Shvias with God to beer. But Lachila, the guy be eating the onion, but mind that it's not yet usher your beer. Given Jerabal of Akkadah, since the new growth became majority of the onion, much more than the original onion, mutter than to be mutter. In other words, the Mishnah is speaking about a case of where Akkar beer, where it has an Isser Shvias that remained, because beer is out, is ready Zman beer. That's when Allah, it doesn't become Bartel, and it remains, the Isser remains even Gedul Ligadilay. But Rav Zeir is speaking about a case of where? Of not of not of the of svika, not of things that are in the ground of kabir, but rather when something's mutalachila, then you planted it, you uprooted it, and it grew mostly. After you uprooted it, there Rav Zeir would agree in the case of mutter, and the Mishnah is not speaking in such a case, and that's why it would be considered mutter.